You are listening to episode 809. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth. So you can really master it using different meditation techniques to help you do so. So you can try many things to see what might work best for you, to see what you could use while you're seated meditating, and what you could pull into your everyday life to help you manage, as in this week's series, to help you manage negative people. This is our topic for this week. So every day this week, we're exploring different philosophies of thought leaders and how they manage negative people. We started off with how Marcus Aurelius, a former Roman emperor and one of the big contributors to the Stoic movement at that time, the Hellenistic period is when this took place, you learned what he considered an effective way to manage negative people. Basically, he said, just keep doing your own thing and do the right thing. There'll be people you run into day in and day out who make you angry, who upset you, who cause you grief, who are just plain annoying, but it's up to you to do the right thing. That's his philosophy. And then we discovered yesterday Robin Sharma, who's an author and a very inspirational speaker from Canada. And he shared how the best way that he knows of dealing with negative people, and he coaches many of the world's most successful people in business, politics, and in life in general. He said he notices that successful people just really focus with a laser sharp concentration on what it is they're pursuing in their own life. So it's almost as if they build an impenetrable wall around themselves because they're so laser focused and they have a deep inner resolve to accomplish what they want despite whatever anyone around them thinks. And so this helps them to manage negative people. And today, you're going to be guided in a meditation using a breathing technique for compassion. And I share with you what I discovered as I was doing research for this topic, for this series. I learned some beautiful ways to develop compassion when you're managing interactions with negative people from a YouTube channel. And I share all the techniques and all the meditations and references and resources over on my website at sipandom.com. Just look for the Manage Negative People Meditation Series and you'll find it there. Well, I don't know the name of the Buddhist monk who was sharing this talk, but it's a beautiful half-hour talk. I leave the entire YouTube video on my website there for you for this series. But it is talking about Dharma. So it's a Buddhist belief in how you manage negative people with compassion. So what this monk was saying is that when you're managing a relationship or just any kind of interaction with someone who is negative, then this is an interdependent relationship. So it's a relationship produced by us and them. And a good way to help you stay really focused on your best qualities to keep your energy high and your state positive, even when someone is kind of belittling you, tearing you down, antagonizing you, whatever the case may be. It's to see that person with compassion. This is a very difficult thing to do. But if you consider how this person may often not even realize that they're being negative, often people who are very negative, it's apparent that they have a chip on their shoulder, not only by you is it apparent, but by other people around you as well. They often feel very justified in their actions. And usually it's because they feel as though some wrong has been done to them, or they're very insecure and they may feel very threatened by you. So they have to put up these defenses and it comes across as very negative. It may even be that they wish they had what you had in regard to your composure, your state of peace. And so this monk, I do wish I could find his name, but I leave the video for you. You can see it for yourself on my website. He says that if you can separate the negativity from the person, this can help you develop compassion for the person. And if you put yourself in that person's shoes and consider, I wonder why that person's acting like this, instead of becoming reactive and taking it personally, if you can separate the negative behavior from the person and just look at that person, this can help you to develop compassion. And you may even begin to see good things about the person, positive things that may be overshadowed by their negativity. So he also suggested that instead of fighting with them or fleeing from them, does that sound familiar? Negative people often make us feel as though we need to fight with them or to just simply flee them, rather than to resolve how we're truly going to process their negativity. So consider this as you go about this meditation series this week. See how you can develop more compassion for someone. And when I think about an example of this, I think about someone in my own life who's really difficult. Somebody happens to be in my family. And growing up, my brothers and sisters, most of them had a lot of trouble dealing with this person. And they would react negatively and fight with this person. And there were times where they would flee this person, where they wouldn't even talk for years at a time to this person. And I received the same negativity from this person, but I feel as though it's not worth it to really fight with them, and that's truly just the way the person is. I understand why the person is the way they are. So I do feel compassion for this person. So when I think of today's teaching from the Buddhist monk, I shared his teachings with you. I think that really that has helped me to manage someone who's very negative in my own life. And I realize that the person is negative and I just have compassion for that person. I don't let them belittle me. When that goes on, I just try to change the subject, or if it's really aggressive, then I do just say, well, you know, I better go and leave. Now, there are people where that can happen, and it is important to flee those people, I believe, because if they're very harmful to you, especially if they have very strong energy, it can bring you down so low that you really have a hard time bringing yourself back up. And in that case, I think it can be useful to create space between that person. But if it's someone where you can cultivate this compassion for them, then see how that helps you as you manage a relationship with this person. We all go through times where we're not our best, and we do things and say things that we regret for sure. And so see if you can just see where that person is coming from and have a little compassion. So now I want to guide you through a meditation using a breathing technique to help you cultivate this compassion. So as you're seated there, the straight spine to keep yourself alert, close your eyes gently, keeping them slightly uplifted as you begin to meditate, because this is going to help to keep your thoughts uplifted. Just this subtle little gesture of slightly, gently uplifting your eyes. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Relax your feet. Relax your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Soften your stomach. Let it hang out. As you inhale through your nose, feel your stomach rise upward, allowing yourself to oxygenate your entire body. As you exhale, feel your abdomen sink back downward. This is the way to breathe, to create a calm nervous system. When you suck in your stomach, you cut off part of your oxygen supply as it circulates throughout your body. Relax your arms and your hands. Place your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your chest and your shoulders. Relax your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your neck and soften your throat. Relax your jaw. Relax your whole face. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. If you feel any lingering tension, see if you can breathe into that area and release it. Allow yourself to progress to a state of peace at your own pace, not forcing yourself to breathe anyway or to suddenly become calm. Allow yourself to transition, being authentic and real with your current state, your current mood. Just noticing your breath as you inhale through your nose, the cool, refreshing air. And as you exhale through your nose, releasing the tension. Bring to mind now the person who you find you have a negative relationship with. Visualize this person. Notice their face and their features. Notice them agitated and angry. Now notice them calm. Notice them as content when they smile. Notice their expression. Notice the light in their eyes when they're happy. Can you feel yourself soften, becoming open and receptive? As you observe this person, send them happiness and joy. Feel compassion. Accept them just as they are. We all have negative people cross our paths, and this is your negative person. They play a special role in your life. Sometimes they make you who you are. Feel compassion for this person. See the light in their eyes. See them as happy and joyful. We all experience joy, sorrow, health, illness. We all experience the full spectrum of human emotions. Certain emotions we cultivate and bring out more in ourselves. Notice how good you feel as you experience compassion for this person. No matter what they say or what they do, you have this moment right now where you see them as another human being having a human experience. And for that, there's compassion that we all walk the same path. We just handle it differently. Continue your meditation and visualize yourself see yourself smiling, uplifted. For all the hard effort you put into being who you are, feel compassion for yourself. Compassion that you're here at this moment doing this meditation, showing up for yourself so you show up for others in a better way. As always, continue your meditation to the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer. Always end it on a high note. When your mind wanders, as you're absorbing these beautiful sensations you're cultivating, bring it back to the technique. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.